was sitting in a meeting once, and there was a counselor type in there. She said, well, we all know that if parents set their standards too high, their teens are going to rebel. In the interest of keeping meeting peace, I didn't say a word. But were I to express what I was thinking, I would have said, no, we all don't know that. And no, it's not true. However, it is a dominant cliche among an awful lot of kind of supposedly smart people. And you've been told this, and my listening audience would be particularly victimized by this. The idea that if you have high standards, particularly high moral standards, well, your children are going to reject them. You can't put them too high. Otherwise, you'll have the exact opposite effect that you were hoping. At some point, they'll just spit all this back at you, and they will go off the rails. And given some of your calls, I know some of you have thought that. Maybe we expected too much in terms of conduct or social grace or charity or kindness. How would you, in fact, drop standards? Well, Rocky, you know, I think that our standard of respect toward other family members is a little high. We've decided we don't want to have you rebel against that, so you're allowed to curse at your sister twice a week. One shove, one push. No punches. We're gonna adhere to that standard. But one shove and a very disdainful comment than anything she might say. Okay, I don't want my standards to be too high. We don't really think you should lie. However, that does seem to be kind of a cut and dry, black and white standard, isn't it? Let's relax that a little bit. Three white lies, if there is such a thing as a white lie, maybe like a lesser black lie. You're allowed to tell one lie to get out of trouble, two lies that put the blame on someone else, and a lie about your whereabouts a week. We don't want to have standards too high. Are there children who do rebel against the standards their parents have tried to put in place? No question. Absolutely. And this cliche is getting a lot more credibility as of late for a number of reasons, I believe. One, as our culture turns farther and farther away from those parents who try to raise their children with high standards, the conflict between how the world looks at the way you should act, the way you should think, the way you should behave, the morals you should have, and the way the parents do is greater. And the more voices in the world, coming from every direction that there are, the more likely the kids are going to choose the world. Now, that could be labeled rebellion. I don't think it's rebellion. I think it's the child choosing a different set that has been pushed upon him in all kinds of ways. But I came up with another thought that hit me the other day while I was brushing my teeth. You can't think of this stuff when you're flossing. Flossing takes concentration. But brushing your teeth, you can ponder life. I believe that some children are more significantly wired toward rebellion than others. And I think there's research to back this up. If you look at what is typically called nature as an influence on behavior, some kids seem to be more in your face by nature. A little more, I want to do it my way. I don't want to do it your way. By nature. A little more, I'm going to take some risks. The consequences, the heck with them. Not worried about the consequences. Those consequences are tomorrow. Not worried about that today. So there are some children that are more by temperament that way. Now, if you have a child like that, and as he grows, he seems to rebel against what you're trying to infuse into his mind and soul, you could think, well, my standards might have been too high. I was expecting too much. Or an alternative explanation is that he's meant to do that, and he would have done that no matter what your standards were, because his idea was, I want to do it my way. Frank Sinatra, if he liked Sinatra, that would be his favorite song. Not so much rebellion, but just, what would I call it? Determination to act on his own accord, no matter what you teach? There's kids like that. It's natural to look at yourself and say, well, maybe we said you have to go to church every Sunday. And now he doesn't go to church. Were we too strict about our church requirement? Standard too high? Which, interesting enough, by the way, the church kind of views as a minimal standard in terms of liturgy and worship. No, it's probably just something about that kid, or something about that kid's ear to the culture that made him more likely to say, as I get older, you know, Mom, Dad, I'm not so sure I go along with the stuff you've been trying to teach me, stuff you've been trying to give me all these years. So, do some kids rebel against high standards? I think it's safer to say that some kids rebel against almost any standards.